affirmations, releasing toxic masculinity, embracing divine masculinity. I am going beyond all limiting patterns and unnecessary suffering and struggle and conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity within outgoing patriarchal structures and systems. I am now going beyond all limiting patterns of suffering, struggle, and conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity inherited within my family and bloodlines. I am now going beyond all limiting patterns of suffering and struggle and conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity received from all other lifetimes across all time and space. I am now moving into a new phase, one of grace, one of connection to a new octave of divine masculine energy, one that is connected to a high dimension of light, one that is connected to source energy. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing all cultural and patriarchal judgments, opinions, beliefs, stories and programming, including any suppression of the true masculine archetypal energy that in any way, shape or form still lingers in my unconscious mind, disturbing or interfering with my relationship to the masculine in its purest forms. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing all programming received, whether consciously or unconsciously, from cultural influences that encourages any abusive or toxic relationship between myself and the distorted toxic masculine. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing all 3D cultural programming concerning war, cruelty, suffering and violence. I'm now clearing and releasing all influences and programming from any 3D dark tyrannical system, 3D dark dogmatic authority figures, 3D dark education systems, 3D dark financial systems, 3D dark media, 3D dark legal systems, 3D dark corporate systems, 3D dark political systems. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any toxic energies connected to any cultural programming I have received that creates any form of limitation or disturbance in my mind, any form of inadequacy, any form of unhealthy relating to the true expression of masculine energy. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any subtle or not so subtle messages in my unconscious mind originating through any media channel that narrowly defines and stereotypes the role of men and in any way distorts or limits the expression of true divine masculine energy. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing all cultural influences that distorts the expression of masculine energy, including the ideas that real men are hard and tough, that anger and rage are the only acceptable emotional outlets for real men to express. I am dissolving, clearing, releasing the distorted idea that real men are only interested in chasing money, chasing power, status and influence, I am now dissolving, clearing, and releasing the distorted idea that real men do not express vulnerability and asking for help is not an option. I am going beyond all limiting patterns, unnecessary suffering, struggle, conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity within outgoing patriarchal structures and systems. I am moving to a new phase, one of grace, one of connection to a new octave of divine masculine energy. One that is connected to a higher dimension of light, one that is connected to source energy. I now embrace and activate the true divine masculine archetype within me. This archetypal energy is connected to the light. It is unfettered, sovereign, and free. The divine masculine is free from all programming received from any influencing culture, especially anything formed during my formative years. The divine masculine is free from all toxic cultural influences, including the toxic media. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any and all dogmatic ideas, negative programming, received from any religious or mythological source concerning the toxic dark masculine. I am now clearing and releasing worship to any dark or false archetype of the Judeo-Christian Islamic traditions, including the punishing Father God. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing all dark archetypes. The dark king, dark magician, dark warrior, dark lover. I am going beyond all limiting patterns, unnecessary suffering, struggle, conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity within any outgoing religious system. I am now moving to a new phase, one of grace, one of connection to a new octave of divine masculine energy, one that is connected to a higher dimension of light, one that is connected to source energy. I now embrace and activate the true divine masculine archetype within me. This archetypal energy is connected to the light, unfettered, sovereign, and free. The divine masculine is free from fear, free from shame, free from the need to shame others. I embrace the divine masculine, which is rooted in qualities such as courage, strength, wisdom, and leadership. I am open to the pure archetype of the divine masculine, the caring and supportive father, the bright manifesting magician, the courageous and protective warrior, the wise king who is in service to the collective, the gentle and thoughtful lover. I ask these energies work in harmony with my imaginative and intuitive feminine side, so that together they form an effective partnership of yin and yang, stillness and action, love and light. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any programs received in the womb of my mother concerning any trauma around toxic masculine energy and expression. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any programs and patterning concerning any physical, emotional, mental, verbal, sexual abuse, and any form of disturbances concerning the toxic masculine passed down to me from my bloodlines through my mother's womb. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any programming I have received from my ancestral lines relating to abuse, bullying, humiliation, shaming, suffering, cruelty, the unhealthy modeling of aggression and power, and any parent-child enmeshment. I am now releasing, clearing, and removing all energetic influences, programs, imprints, projections from my father that no longer serves me, that is no longer in alignment with my vibration and my highest timeline. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing anywhere my father was reflecting back to me his own wounds and traumas that created in me any distortion in my sense of self-worth. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing anywhere I have not been true to myself, anywhere I have been afraid to fail, anywhere I have been afraid to succeed, anywhere I have attempted to excessively push myself or prove my worth to my father, anywhere I feel I have not been able to live up to my father's expectations. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any memories in my unconscious mind where my father was not able to be fully present, was not able to give love, support, care, stability, security, where he was unable to hold me in knowing my true direction and vocation in life. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any memories of experiences in my unconscious mind where my father hindered my growth, my urge towards independence, autonomy, the experience of interdependence in adulthood. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any vague or specific sense of needing my father's approval or any permission to fully live my life. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing any distortions, anything received from my father that contributes in any way to creating overly rigid boundaries or weak or non-existent boundaries. Anything received from my father that contributes in any way to being overly responsible or avoiding being responsible. I am going beyond all limiting patterns, unnecessary suffering, struggle, conflict generated by patterns of toxic masculinity connected to my parents and bloodlines. I am now moving to a new phase, one of grace, one of connection to a new octave of divine masculine energy. One that is connected to a higher dimension of light. One that is connected to source energy. I now embrace and activate the true divine masculine archetype within me. This archetypal energy is connected to the light. It is unfettered, sovereign, and free. The divine masculine is free from all programming received from my parents and ancestral lines. The divine masculine is interdependent, which embraces the positive qualities of independence and vulnerability. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing anywhere I have experienced toxic masculine energy through any relationship, including any experience of toxic masculine narcissistic behavior. I am now dissolving, clearing, releasing anywhere I have experienced toxic masculine energy through the expression of any other where they were critical, disapproving, ridiculing, harassing, controlling, raging, or being mentally unbalanced in any way. I now embrace and activate the true masculine archetype within me. This archetypal energy is connected to the light. It is unfettered, sovereign, and free. As I embrace the divine masculine within me, I am able to relate naturally, effortlessly, and happily with others in the world. I am able to connect more naturally, effortlessly, and happily with the world of work, the world of allowing, attracting, and generating money in abundance. As I embrace and activate the true divine masculine within me, I create healthy boundaries. I know and meet my physical and emotional needs. I give and receive in equal measure. I am able to be visible in the world how I wish to be truly seen and heard. As I activate the true divine masculine within me, I become self-reliant, able to healthily connect with others, able to be courageous, able to be a spiritual adult, able to fully embrace my soul path and highest destiny. As I embrace and activate the true divine masculine within me, I open to the vast range of inner potential within my being. I am increasingly in touch with my innate abilities and gifts, true modes of expression, confidence, chosen direction, chosen identity, and heartfelt values. As I embrace and activate the true divine masculine within me, I allow a true partnership to emerge between my yang masculine side with my yin imaginative intuitive feminine side. Together they form an effective partnership that embraces inner and outer, stillness and action, love and light, power and vulnerability. Many blessings.